Welcome to the Gospel of Grace radio broadcast, a Primitive Baptist ministry declaring the good news of the finished work of salvation by grace alone. This weekly radio program is brought to you by Elder Joe Nettles, pastor of Sulphur Springs Primitive Baptist Church in Caledonia, Mississippi, and Elder David Wise, pastor of Clear Springs Primitive Baptist Church in Mabin, Mississippi. We invite you to stay tuned for our message.
Good morning and welcome to the Gospel of Grace radio broadcast again. This is Elder David Wise here with you today, and we're thankful to share in this ministry and this partnership with Sulphur Springs Primitive Baptist Church. We would love to have you come out and worship with us if you're in the North Mississippi area, and Clear Springs Church is outside of Mabin, Mississippi, and Sulphur Springs is outside of Caledonia, Mississippi, and we both meet on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m., and then we have a joint worship service in Starkville, Mississippi at 200 West Garrett Road at 6 p.m. every Wednesday night. So we would love to see you. We'd love to have you email us, contact us. You can find that information at clearspringspbc.com website, and we're very thankful to have you tuned in the program here with us today. We'd like to study together the biblical account of creation from the book of Genesis and the scriptural defenses for the literal account of that, the literal creation account from the book of Genesis, and how we can defend that against all the wiles of the devil that has attempted to undermine that. So We hope that the Lord will bless our study of that topic together today, and we'll bring that message for you right after we play this song.
Oh,
happy Lord's Day again, and we're very thankful to have you tuned in and stayed with us here on the Gospel of Grace radio broadcast. We've been trying to study together and hopefully equipping you with some points on how we defend the biblical account of creation from the book of Genesis. And one of the great dangers is that we would be deceived to exalt science, falsely so called, as we're told from 1 Timothy 6 and 20, above the Word of God. And many of God's children, as we are told and is prophesied really in that verse, that many would err from the faith because of science, falsely so called. And we've considered evolution, that's not any degree of science. And now, today, we want to talk about some dating methods, carbon-14 dating, radiometric dating, isotope dating. And I believe that while there may be some degree of validity in these, they certainly do not discount the Bible account, and that at a minimum, they do not fully take into account all of the assumptions that they need to in these dating methods. So, first of all, I want to take you back to some things we've considered in previous messages, that God made a fully grown, mature earth. We see that in all of creation, right? We see that Adam was made a fully mature man with the mental capacity to name all the animals on day six. He was a fully mature man, as well as Eve, a fully mature woman, with the ability to reproduce on day six. And the animals were all the same. Bring forth after your kind. Be fruitful and multiply. We also see the precedent from John chapter 2
that Jesus turned the water into wine by the power of his voice. And it was not only newly made wine, so to say, it was the best tasting wine of the whole wedding feast. I don't think there's any reason to say that it wasn't the equivalent of 10-year-old wine. And if anyone would have tested the chemical composition of that wine, anyone would have said this wine, beyond a shadow of a doubt, based on our chemical scientific test and the way things age nowadays, they would come back and they would say there's zero shadow of a doubt that this wine has been aging for 10 years. Just like they would have examined the body of Adam and says beyond a shadow of a doubt, based on our scientific test and our understanding of the way things are today, this is a man that's been following the natural course of aging for 20 years. But instead, he was made fully mature, just like all of creation was made fully mature, and the earth was made fully mature. I think another great example of that is we see gold and bdellium and ox stones noted in the Garden of Eden. And supposedly it takes, you know, millions of years for gold to form. Well, it didn't take millions of years for gold to form in the Garden of Eden. God just put it there, you see. So the way we test things today, first of all, has to take into account that God made a full-grown earth. And it also has to take into account Noah's global flood and the catastrophic change upon this earth that occurred as the world that then was, the previous world, perished. And the world that is now cannot be compared to the world that then was, that was destroyed in the flood. So any dating method has to take things under those two assumptions. First of all, God made a full-grown earth, and the catastrophic change in the fossil record and of all the earth that occurred in the global Noah's flood. So I don't discount, you know, one, this is not a 100% and zero discussion. One does not discount the other. I acknowledge that if we say that things age at a certain rate today, there might be math that takes it back to be much older than 6,000 years. But things don't age today the way they did before the flood. And it doesn't really matter how things age today if God made a rock that would look like a rock that is a million years old, right? Just like he made a man that looked like he was 20 years old. And just like he made wine that looked like it was 10 years old, right? So God made a full-grown earth, and carbon-14 dating, isotope dating, does not discount, does not invalidate the Bible. It just has to take into account those assumptions. And I think that's one of the core problems with these, is they don't take into account those assumptions. Now, this is my disclaimer that I am in no way a scientist, okay? Most of our information I'm going to relay to you is from answersingenesis.org. And there are scientists that wrote really good articles, and you should go read them. We are providing a link to our study guide and all the links on Clear Springs website to these sermons. And you need to go read those articles yourself. But what my goal is today is not to explain to you carbon-14 to where you fully understand it. I just want to highlight some specific things that are noted in these articles that show inconsistencies. That's my point. Not that there's zero validity to carbon-14 dating or isotope dating. It's not that there's zero validity. It's that we have to acknowledge the right assumptions, and they have been proven to be inconsistent. And they've been proven to be inconsistent enough that it's certainly not reliable enough to invalidate the Bible. And that's the point that many Christians have arrived at, that they hear from a teacher, or they hear from a university professor, or they hear from someone that says, well, this rock, based on some modern science, says it's a million years old, and therefore the Bible can't be true. And they just say, well, okay, sure. And they reject the Bible. Well, you need to understand that these tests are approaching it with incorrect assumptions, and they are wildly inconsistent in the results that they provide. And I think what we want is consistency, right? I know that's what I want. I want consistency. And if these tests are inconsistent, then I don't need to put an over-reliance upon them. So first of all, carbon-14. Carbon-14 is an element that is in creation, and it roughly goes away after 50,000 years. So it's only accurate with 50,000 years. I would encourage you to go to answersingenesis.com, search for doesn't carbon-14 dating disprove the Bible? again, an article written by scientists that are going to explain it in much greater depth than I will. But these are some highlights, okay? And bear with me. This is going to be a little technical today. And again, you need to go read the whole articles. But my goal is to just highlight for you some inconsistencies that I don't think that we can put all of our eggs in this basket. And certainly not to say that the Bible is disproven. So in 1997, an 8-year research project known as RATE, R-A-T-E, was started to investigate the age of the Earth. They looked at carbon-14 dating for a series of fossilized wood samples that conventionally have been dated according to their host strata to be 40 to 250 years old, all yielded significant detectable levels of carbon-14 that would conventionally equate to only 30 to 45,000 years ages for these trees. Now, another thing that's inconsistent, and again, I'm not a scientist, but if I was validating this, even from a non-faith perspective, I would want results. If I did a carbon-14 test, if I did an isotope test, if I did all these different tests, I should be getting somewhere close to the same result by doing 3 or 4 different tests. Does that make sense? So in my simple mind, if you look at these tests and you do multiple tests on them and they all tell you roughly in the range of 1 million years, I could say, okay, that might sound reasonable. But if it's generally understood that these fossilized wood samples are supposedly, according to science, falsely so-called, according to science, they're 40 to 50 million years old, but yet they find carbon-14 in them, that proves they can't be any older than 50,000 years, right? So don't tell me that this supposed strata is 250 million years old, but it's got carbon-14 in it, because that can't be true. Carbon-14 is gone after 50,000 years. So the same RATE study looked at things from different strata. They chose coal samples, which dated back to hundreds of millions of years, but they all contain traces of carbon-14. Samples in all three time periods, both the Cenozoic and the Mesozoic and the Paleozoic, again, really old millions of years time periods, samples from all three of these time periods, supposedly, they displayed significant amounts of carbon-14. Since the half-life of carbon-14 is relatively short, 5,730 years, there should be no detectable carbon-14 left after about 100,000 years. The average carbon-14 estimated days is estimated to be about 50,000 years. Therefore, using a more realistic pre-flood ratio, that reduces the age to about 5,000 years. So again, this is supposed stuff that is in all of these different periods of time, Cenozoic, Mesozoic, Paleozoic, you know, these are not right, but just bear with me. 1 million years, 50 million years, 100 million years, whatever those numbers actually are. These are ridiculously old, supposedly, strata, but they all have carbon-14 in them, which proves that they're not as old as they supposedly are supposed to be. Another very noteworthy observation from the RATE study was that carbon-14 was found in diamonds. Now, it's generally understood that diamonds take millions of years to form, but if they take millions of years to form, how is carbon-14 found in them? Again, if all of these things are supposedly millions of years old, there cannot be any carbon-14 in them. But yet there is, so it's proved that they're not as old as the supposed science, falsely so-called, would make you think that these are millions of years old. The RATE group actually analyzed 12 diamond samples, and they found carbon-14 in all of them. Again, proving that these diamonds had not been formed over millions of years. So radiometric dating. And again, get on answersingenesis.org and search the title, "Does Radiometric Dating Prove the Earth is Old?" And here's some excerpts from that. "We know that the radioisotope dating does not always work because we can test it on rocks of a known age. In 1997, this same RATE group set out to investigate the assumptions made in standard isotope dating practices And here's some critical assumptions that isotope dating has that they proved had some problems with it. First assumption, the initial conditions of the rock sample are accurately known. Number two, the amount of the parent or daughter elements in the sample has not been altered by processes other than radioactive decay. And number three, the decay rate or half-life of the parent isotope has remained consistent since the rock was formed. So in 1986, there was a volcanic eruption at Mount St. Helens. A lava dome and some samples from the eruption of Mount St. Helens was dated using the potassium-argon dating method. The newly formed rock, so again, they knew the exact time this was formed in 1986, but this test implied that this lava was between 0.5 and 2.8 million years old. So we know for a fact it was formed in 1986, but this testing method says it's millions of years old. Again, wildly inconsistent. A mountain in New Zealand had a volcanic eruption. They examined rocks from the eruptions in 1949, 1954, and 1975. They were sent to a lab, and the ages of those rocks were determined to be between 0.2 and 3.5 million years old based on the way that these tests are set up. So again, wildly inconsistent. We know some of these new ones are testing to be dated to be millions of years old when we know they're about 50 years old, right? And just isochron dating, tremendous wild variations. They obtained samples from 10 different locations. They analyzed them by separate laboratories, so no conflict. They determined the isochron dates differed substantially from a single sample radioisotope date. In some cases, they varied by 500 million years. In one case, somewhere close to the Grand Canyon, they took samples from what is agreed upon as the oldest strata in the eastern portion of the Grand Canyon, and they also took samples from the western basalt lava flows, which is agreed upon to be among the youngest formations in the Grand Canyon. And they were tested in this isochron dating to be almost the same 1.1 billion years old. So scientists agree that this rock is tremendously older than this rock, but yet when they're tested, they're generally close to being the same age. Again, tremendous inconsistency. And then for confirmation of the Bible account, now this is really technical, so I'm going to try to summarize this. Radio halos of uranium and plutonium, they found that hundreds of millions of years worth of uranium decay had to have occurred within hours or just a few days to produce the results that they saw. And again, there's a lot of technical things in that explanation. That's my high-level summary. But science would say, well, how is this possible, right? How is it possible that millions of years of decay can be compacted into just a few days? Well, the Bible answers that, doesn't it? The flood, right? The global catastrophic flood of Noah answers that question. And again, I would encourage you to read these articles on answersingenesis.com. The scientist, talk like scientist, and if you understand all of it, it makes sense to you. But here's the point. These tests are unreliable. They're inconsistent. I mean, if you showed me three tests that gave me similar results, then that could make sense to me in a logical way. But when you're testing rocks that we know are 50 years old and you're saying they're millions of years old, when you're saying these rocks are, you know, these rocks are millions of years old, but yet they have carbon-14 in them. And then, of course, the problem of not acknowledging the underlying assumptions of Noah's flood and God made a mature earth that solve these questions. All of these dating methods, they're inconsistent. They're inconsistent, and they're not reliable, and they cannot be extolled to prove that the Bible is wrong. And again, as is my disclaimer in all of these things, when I'm speaking of scientific things and not necessarily the Bible, when we're speaking of scientific things and not necessarily the precision of Scripture, study these things for yourself. And, you know, and study contradictory evidence. You know, don't just only read answersingenesis.org. I think they do a great job. But, you know, read the opposing viewpoints. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Study these things for yourself. But again, I want you to know that the Bible is reliable. And you do not need to be like these people in this survey that we've noted that you disregard and say modern science disproves the Bible. Radiometric dating does not disprove the Bible at all. Instead, true science always confirms the Bible. And at best, these dating methods, they may have some degree of merit, but they are unreliable, certainly unreliable in comparison to the tremendous precision and reliability of God's Word. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. May God richly bless you. Today is our prayer.
If you enjoy the messages you hear on Gospel of Grace, we invite you to visit a Primitive Baptist church in your community. For contact information and to listen to messages online, you can visit our website at clearspringspbc.com. Our program is also available as iTunes podcasts under the title The Gospel of Grace, a Primitive Baptist radio broadcast. We love to hear from our listeners. You may contact us by email at gospelofgracepb@gmail.com. This program is produced by Sulphur Springs Primitive Baptist Church, 40283 Wolf Road in Caledonia, Mississippi, and Clear Springs Primitive Baptist Church, 55 Tahoe Road in Mabin, Mississippi. We would love for you to come and worship with us Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Tune in next week for another Gospel of Grace message. Until next time, we pray that God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, our Lord. Wonderful.